Hey Daniel, have you been following the latest developments with Trump and the Federal Reserve?
Yeah, Emma, it's pretty intense. Trump's been going after Fed Chair Powell pretty hard.
Right, and it seems like Trump is even considering firing Powell, though there's some doubt about whether he can actually do that.
Exactly, it's not just the personal attacks, it's the uncertainty it's creating in the markets.
Oh yeah, investors are really spooked right now. They're selling US stocks, bonds, and even the dollar itself.
That's a big deal. It's a pretty unusual move, and it's definitely concerning.
So, what can we make of all this market activity? Is it just Trump's administration causing chaos?
It sure looks like it. The markets are struggling to focus on anything else this week.
Interesting. And this week we'll get some data that might help us understand the real impact.
Right, the April PMI reports from the major economic areas will be released on Tuesday.
Those reports will give us a better idea of how Trump's policies are affecting business confidence.
Exactly, it's going to be interesting to see how it looks in both absolute and relative terms.
I wonder if the real economic data will be as revealing. We'll have to wait for the weekly jobless claims data out of the US.
That's right, and with all the uncertainty, those jobless claims data will be even more important now.
Let's not forget the other developments this week. The USD has been falling.
Yeah, that's because of the Sell America narrative. The EURUSD has surged above 1.15 despite the ECB's dovish stance.
And over in the UK, the soft inflation print might open the door for a BOE rate cut in May.
The BOCE in Canada held rates steady, but they're warning about a potential recession.
Wow, and the high beta currencies like the SEK and NOK are doing pretty well against the USD.
That's a sharp rally. It's definitely a sign of shifting market sentiment.
So to sum up, it's been a pretty eventful week in the markets.
Absolutely, and it's all being driven by the uncertainty around Trump's policies.
If you want to discuss the impact of these market conditions on your business, eBree can help you mitigate risks related to currency exposures.
You can reach out to Jack Entwistle at eBree. His contact details are available in the show notes.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance news.
Stay tuned for more updates and insights on the aerospace industry.
Have a great day.
Bye for now.